Nothing in this world is certain, mused Benjamin Franklin, except death and taxes. He never had to contend with the European Union's unanimity rule. Eurocrats have long sought to bolster the EU's budget with own resources, i.e. revenues that accrue to it rather than cash handed over by member countries on the basis of national income. But almost every attempt to centralise taxation has fallen foul of a national veto. The last big reform to EU revenues was over 3 decades ago. Some think the club's coming borrowing splurge will revive the debate. On July 21st, the EU's 27 national leaders agreed to allow the European Commission to borrow up to €750 billion, that's $880 billion, and dish out the proceeds, more than half in the form of grants, to help countries recover from the COVID-19 recession. Repayment will start in 2028. New own resources, the leaders said, should contribute. Once sceptical members are now keener. Countries see more concretely that tax will either have to be collected by the EU or included in national contributions, says Mario Monti, a former Italian Prime Minister who led an inquiry into own resources in 2017. For fans of more Europe, common taxes on top of common debt would mark a decisive step towards fiscal union. An EU levy on plastic waste may funnel €7 billion a year towards the budget from 2021. But beyond that, the commitment is thin. The logic of vetoes has not changed, notes Eulalio Rubio at the Jacques Delors Institute, a think tank. Every proposal is opposed by one government or another. One idea is to direct revenues from the EU's carbon trading scheme to Brussels, but that might deprive national treasuries of income. Germany and Poland are sceptical. Another idea is a single market tax on companies. But the Dutch and the Irish are reluctant to squeeze firms.